This week, we dedicate our movie segment to films that are so unlikely and misguided that they are potentially toxic. Movies that attack you with overacting and bad music. Movies like Yentl, like the first Star Trek movie. Like George C. Scott's classic talking dolphin thriller, Day of the Dolphin.
Listen, Pa, the boat. Where is the boat?
Which one? Which boat?
George is really glad he made Patton. Another George, Clooney, has remorse about making Batman and Robin. He once said, "I think we might have killed the franchise." 1972's The Day the Clown Cried, Jerry Lewis's supposed masterpiece, was so dreadful it was never released. A lot of these bad movies, Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, has had to see as part of his job. And on this Friday, he gets off his chest his four films you should never watch under any circumstances. Plus, one that's so bad, it's good.
At Newsday, we use a simple four-star scale to review movies. A four-star movie is a must-see, or as they say on the posters, a triumph. 3 stars is a wholehearted recommendation. 2 stars means skip it. When you get down to 1 star or just half a star, things are getting pretty ugly. Then there's what I call the nuclear option, 0 stars.
My God.
What makes a zero-star movie? How does a movie become something worse than bad? Over the years, I've noticed that zero-star movies tend to fall into roughly 4 categories. I'll give you some examples. The first type is the vanity project. This is what happens when big stars get on a hot streak and start thinking they can do no wrong, like John Travolta in Battlefield Earth, or Mariah Carey in Glitter, or Madonna in every Madonna movie. Last year, Angelina Jolie wrote, directed, produced, and starred in By the Sea, along with her husband, Brad Pitt. It's about 2 Americans who stay in a fancy French hotel and become depressed.
Are we ever going to talk about it?
Nessa?
Do you hate me?
You know my reason.
You want to hurt me?
You're nothing.
Hurt me?
Come on! Just stop!
It's the first. Remember when Jean-Paul Sartre said hell as other people? That's because he hadn't seen this movie.
Hated it!
Jolie and Pitt are 2 of the biggest stars on the planet, but nobody wanted to watch them stare into space and smoke for 2 hours. By the Sea ended up with $538,000 at the domestic box office.
Maybe did a bad, bad thing. Maybe did a bad, bad thing.
The next category, insults to intelligence. These movies tend to be dumb, and they think you're even dumber. Take Aloha, Cameron Crowe's comedy drama from last year. It stars Bradley Cooper as a man torn between his old girlfriend, played by Rachel McAdams, and a new girl, played by Emma Stone.
I lone wolfed it all the way. That's who I am. End of speech.
Understood.
By the way, my ex-spouse did not give me the heave. She met some rich guy who made his fortune selling comic books, and in this economy, that's enough to vaporize a marriage. Suddenly you get replaced by a comic book version of yourself. Nobody wants to live where they are. They all want to be in a fantasy, Ing. All right? She gave me the heave.
You don't hear Bill Murray in there, but he plays a billionaire who launches a satellite. Spoiler alert, that satellite contains a nuclear weapon, but Cooper blows it up by overloading it with classic rock music.
Bad company, I can deny.
I'm not kidding. That's in the movie. That's even dumber than casting Emma Stone as a Chinese-Hawaiian woman named Ing. Aloha cost $37 million to make and earned $26, making it officially a bomb. Category number 3, lapses in taste.
Yuck.
These movies tend to be comedies because that's where people like to push the envelope. I could point to Adam Sandler, but that's too easy. The movie I'm thinking of comes from one of the Farrelly brothers. It's called Movie 43.
Want to sit and watch some more TV?
Yeah. I'll just watch it from back here.
That's cool. I like standing.
I won't even tell you what that skit is about. This movie is a compilation of skits with an amazing cast. Hugh Jackman, Kate Winslet, Emma Stone, Halle Berry, the list goes on. But the humor is so scatological, so foul, that when the racist jokes start, you almost cheer up.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Movie 43 is now regarded as one of the worst films ever made. Its Rotten Tomato rating is 4%. My last category is simply sheer ineptitude. I once saw a movie called High School where the camera was about 3 feet too low in every shot, but even great directors make bad movies. And I have to point to The Last Airbender from M. Night Shyamalan.
Thanks for bringing Aqua to me.
The Fire Nation is up to something. I have to go back now.
We'll come with you.
I could take you back to the village.
We're going with you.
Rarely have critics been so united on a movie. They hated the acting, directing, writing, editing, special effects, costumes, cinematography, and even the 3D. Roger Ebert summed it up when he said, "The Last Airbender is an agonizing experience in every category I can think of, and others still waiting to be invented." Okay, I know I said four categories, but I have to add one more. Movies that are so bad, they're good. Everyone has a favorite. Maybe you like Showgirls, maybe you like Roadhouse. I'm going to suggest a little gem from 1958 called High School Confidential. Check out the cast. Mamie Van Doren, Jerry Lee Lewis, Michael Landon, and the great Russ Tamblyn before West Side Story. Now, this movie is supposedly about the drug-fueled Beat Generation, although Jack Kerouac wouldn't be caught dead with these bozos. Nevertheless, High School Confidential has one of the best beatnik poems in the history of the movies.
I had a canary who couldn't sing. I had a calf that let me share my pad with her. I bought a dog that killed the calf that ate the canary. What is truth?
If you can stand 90 minutes of that, you are in for a treat. It's the kind of thing I keep hoping for every time I go to the movies. I'm Rafer Guzman for The Takeaway.
You can read Rafer Guzman's fill list of the 10 worst films he's ever reviewed at Newsday.com.